How do people in Seattle react to all these stories about Seattle getting hit with a huge tsunami one day?
Unfortunately, you know, for the 3 minutes that it might have some airtime, and I don't blame you. I mean, that's just kind of how we are. Until it happens in our backyard, you know, we just kind of go along in life.
Yeah.
And there's a good component to that. I mean, I'd hate to be the type of person who was on edge all the time. There really is something called disaster fatigue, and it lulls a person into complacency, and that actually can be dangerous. That's why really where my interest in all this came from, George, was you know, I'm with the Red Cross and with FEMA,
mm-hmm.
Trained with the emergency management facility here. And you know, that's what really got my interest before the show, and then what I do now, and it's evolved from a very hands-on, you know, practical point of view to embracing and implementing that of ancient text, which, in my opinion, and is certainly well documented in my two books and a third one about to be released, as well as all the articles on my website, that. Not all, but many of the tribes, and the Mayans I'm particularly fond of, I have some strong connections there, the accuracy of what they said. And what I do that is probably different than many others is bring science with me. So when science events occur and support and endorse what has been said in ancient texts, that's when I really throw my weight behind it, and that has been happening more and more each year, this year more than ever. And to me, it's more settling than it is upsetting.
Yeah.
I mean, some people may see it as, you know, that there is some stability, that there is some sense of unfolding, as opposed to not knowing what's going on. You know, I guess it'd be the question, would you be the person who would want to know, you know, the dangers that you're walking into, or would you be the person that doesn't want to know anything because they, you know, don't want to be bothered?
Yeah, and seeing I want to know what I'm walking into.
Yeah, I mean, with the reasonable amount.
Yeah.
I don't want to be neurotic either. And that's why I often put to tell people to use discernment. This is what's scary, George. I'm just a little bit younger than you, and when we were going through school and especially college, we learned things such as critical thinking. That has all but vanished. It's that double edge of the internet. It is, of course, the very, very positive part of it. The downside is just that. It's really dumbed down a lot of people. They're just not going far enough to individually research some of the stuff that comes across the screen. And that's why I have to be very careful when I publish announcements. There's been three times that I, out of 15 years, not a bad record, that I missed. I really flubbed up. And the latest one just occurred last week. I did put my weight behind what did come from actually NASA JPL, that this storm that was climbing up the West Coast, that another storm was coming behind it, and the winds would reach 200 miles an hour,
yeah.
That the jet stream had dropped. This had just come on the heels of the M-class flares that we had, although relatively small, still could have some KP index or some charged particle resonance.
Sure.
Residue. So I did a bit of a misstep, although, you know, I can back it up with the documentation from NASA JPL that they did indeed believe that there was a stronger exception of what was going on in your area, Southern California, but it didn't match what some people had sent to me, signed off by the USGS. I contacted that person, unfortunately, after I went ahead and published that article, and he's in Japan right now, and evidently a few other people have contacted him as well, and he said, no, I'm sorry, but somebody has impersonated me. So I, of course, with a three events out of 15 years and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of publications, I think it's a pretty good record. However, I really need to be careful in the way I present it, because I have started in the last 2 years receiving some pretty scary emails of people that,
You mean threatening?
No. That are they're panicked. They're bewildered. They're almost suicidal.
Yeah, I guess you have to be careful with that.
And yes, and so I'm kind of fine-tuning because, you know, a few years ago what I was saying was, you know, that's interesting, and it wasn't happening as often. Well, now that the accuracy has raised and the events are escalating, people are no longer just kind of, you know, letting it roll over the shoulder. They're starting to take it to heart. So, you know, I have to grow with it, and of course, I want to keep all my connections with the science community, such as NASA, Royal Observatory, and so forth.
It's almost, Mitch, like we're on a clock and it's ticking. It's ticking like crazy, and people feel it. And I don't know what the end point is of this ticking clock, but I think people are feeling something is happening. And, you know, I keep harping back to some kind of asteroid or Earth change as opposed to any kind of terrorist activity, which obviously is out there.
Well, again, George, I think your intuition is really significant because... you know, no one would go on record with this, but we're certainly noticing mostly the publications coming from the science community and the amateur astronomy community.